Alan Jackson. This is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hold on.
Because he is the news.
Yeah. And a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not Necessarily the News.
Where we make yesterday's news today's.
Let's start right out.
Let's do
it. Hey, what happened?
Timely.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Facebook Living with us right now. And Dolly went to, all the socials yesterday. Of course, last couple of days after we talked about it this time yesterday, her younger sister, Frida, said, hey, want some Dolly prayers, please. She's not doing or feeling great. And everybody freaked out. And
for
for the better part of like Tuesday, we were like, what? No, this is no. And then she said later, the sister, that, don't mean to freak anybody out. She's just going through some other stuff. Well, Dolly just flat out said, roll it.
Everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. And I appreciate your prayers because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers for anything and everything. But I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. That was for a long time. And then when he passed, I didn't take care of myself. So I let a lot of things go that I should have been taken care of. So anyway, when I got around to it, the doctor said, we need to take care of this, we need to take care of that. Nothing major,
but
I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, so she's fine, and actually her rep says it's a kidney stone thing, and that is ultimately what this is all about. Yeah, not fun, but, certainly. And then the sister, Frida, said, sorry, guys, I didn't mean to start a firestorm out there.
I mean, you're supposed to worry about nothing and pray about everything, so...
There you go.
Doing it
so
right.
We did all of it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Now. Now, it has been a while since I gave a college sports update, but fear not. Auntie Heather is here to break it down. Namely, with Bill Belichick of UNC. Now, things are apparently not going well. The team is 2-3. His staff reportedly on the lookout for new gigs because it's so bad. And he could go for the $1 million buyout, despite the fact that his contract is worth a lot more. Meanwhile, a documentary deal with Hulu, supposedly going to feature his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. We're not going to see that either. Very sad.
Yeah. They're 2-3. That's not horrible. I mean, it's also not 6-7.
What is? Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I think it's the girlfriend's issue. Also, an audio update that's just like Dolly went out and said, everybody, I'm okay. Cody Johnson, Kojo, burst that eardrum and had to suddenly just scrap the rest of his 2025 tour date calendar. Well,
hey, y'all, just got home from my surgery in Houston. Got the nice little patch on my ear. The doctor said the surgery went great. I just wanted to say thanks for all the texts, the calls, the prayer requests, all the good wishes. And I can't wait to see you guys in 2026.
All right. There's way too many things to have to worry about with the health of our singers. Let's just back and simmer down now.
And lots of painful stuff. Ouch. Kevin Costner's exit from the Yellowstone Empire may have been uglier than anyone ever imagined. Apparently, production was shut down when he started giving his co-star, Wes Bentley, instructions on how to play the part. And go ahead and ditch the script that Taylor Sheridan wrote. Wes sassed back that, I did not sign up for a Costner production. I am here for a Sheridan production. The duo almost came to blows. Kevin apparently lunged at his on-screen son. Kelly Riley from the show, she just started crying, as sometimes women can do. If you're keeping track at home, the A-lister is 70 years old, while Bentley is just 47. So, it's very unfortunate. But it's not 6'7".
No wonder in the end why the whole family betrayed him. Spoiler alert. Alan Jackson's final concert, he announced yesterday, is set for June 27th. It'll be in Nashville.
I just felt like I had to end it all where it all started, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, where country music is born and lives.
So this will take place next June, June 27th. No details on tickets or how to get them or all of that stuff yet, but already it will be a lot like Ronnie Millsap did a couple of years ago, too. There, he did it at Bridgestone Arena, and it was just star-studded, and it was more people singing their songs than them singing them. But it'll be Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban already announced for this, and our buddy Eric Church. We'll get you those tickets at 8 o'clock for Will It Float Today, but AJ's final show next June.
So you know that viola in your closet, KB? It could be worth a mint. A violin recently sold for $1.4 million, but it had quite a history. It was hidden from the Nazis and given to a young man in the year 1932. The original owner was, he's no JB, but it was Albert Einstein. It was estimated to sell for only $300,000 and is now more valuable than the Titanic crewman's violin. So
that's crazy.
Pursuing the arts, it really pays off.
Wow. I'd still rather have the Titanic one.
Yeah, just because.
It's been an honor performing with you, gentlemen.
Shut down.
Congratulations to Priscilla Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Gave birth to a baby girl yesterday. Baby girl, 7.5 pounds, 19 inches, and already has a 3-inch beard.
Aww.
And the next tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic and has been named. Congratulations to Tropical Storm Jerry.
Hey.
Yeah, and its projected path is to swirl around aimlessly for the next 30 years.
How about them Cowboys?
Waking up, KB and Heatherly.
He's on the show at 7:47.